Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Forte Catholic. I'm so glad that you are here. I am Taylor Stroll, the host of the show, and Allison Sullivan co-hosts with me. We talk about how she has done to me one of my least favorite things. She has one-upped me. We're going to talk about theft. We're going to talk about exercising demons. And no, that wasn't a misspelling there on your little podcast app or our YouTube channel. And we're also going to play a new TikTok game called the Unity Game. We tried another game with Father Anthony a couple weeks ago. Did not work. We'll see how this one goes. Hope you enjoy it. If you do, please hit subscribe wherever you are watching or listening. Enjoy. Welcome to Forte Catholic. I am Taylor Stroll. That is Allison Sullivan. Hello, Miss Sullivan.
It is. Hello, Taylor Stroll. How are you?
I am doing great. I have something to get off my chest before we even begin, really, in sincerity.
Should I brace myself?
Possibly. So one of my biggest pet peeves, and I have been this person, it's also like we're often more
starting out with a little humility. I like it. Go on.
Yeah, I won't end that way.
Okay.
But... We often, it's like the whole, like, what's the biblical thing? I see the speck in your eye, and I have a plank in mine.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like that. But I think it can also be the, like, you have a plank and I have a speck kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, I have this thing, but you have it even more than I do. But you doing it makes me mad, but also I should still be introspective about it.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening right now. Because one of the big things that I'm like that with is one-upping. I hate it when people one-up me or, like, one-up somebody else.
Sure.
Right? You know, especially in storytelling, you're like around with other people and like, oh, you know, I met the president. Well, I met four presidents. It's like, let him finish his story first. You can, I think there is a way to add to the conversation without one-upping, right? But let people talk, right? So like, I don't like the one-upping thing. You did it to me.
Did I?
You have.
I one-upped.
You one-upped in incredible fashion, and I'm frustrated with you.
Wow. Spill it.
About a month ago, here on this show, a month and a half ago,
okay,
I shared one of the worst days I've had in a long time.
Okay.
My the catalytic converter, my car was stolen. My car was, you know, therefore up in Dallas for 3 weeks. It became this big thing where like people were checking in on me. Like it's a big deal, right? People were checking in on me. How you doing? Where's the car? I'm so very frustrated. Like the people from the show, DMs asking on social media.
Yeah.
People in my foundations course that just ended, like they were asking me every week. Like it was a big deal.
It's a big deal.
And then you show up to my house yesterday and you're like, nonchalantly. Yeah. You shared with me.
I will nonchalant you.
Nonchalant. Right. What did you share with me yesterday that you'd like to one up with me now?
Yeah. Currently? So I feel like my nonchalance is the non one up it.
It was in your mind?
No. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I wasn't like, we'll take that. So my husband and our children were joyfully existing in our home at about 8 p.m. And it's still light outside. Okay. It is still light outside at 8 p.m. in whatever month we're in. Is it April? I can't know. But not even dusk. And our car was stolen from our driveway while we were at home. There you have it.
Last week on this show, Father Anthony went up me. I have broken one toe. He decided to break two and reveal it here on the show.
Oh.
We actually had a surprise reveal. He got a call at the beginning of the show saying it wasn't broken, and then a call at the end of the show an hour later. So we all found out live together that he went up.
That's exciting.
And I laughed at him. And now I can only laugh at you. I mean, I understand it's not the correct response. But
yeah. Okay. So the baby was home. I was, you know, bilocating like moms of big families do, getting kids to practice and whatnot. Okay, so I come home from the bilocation and I pull into our driveway. The husband is supposed to be at home because the baby is home. Okay, so
where the hell is Seth?
I pull into my driveway and you know how moms like get their alone time in the driveway? Like they'll sit and text for a minute.
That's just what I thought you were going to say. With the bilocating, was that like one of you was delivering the kids to practice, the other one was sitting on the toilet,
scrolling, not
doing anything, just waiting, just hiding from the children.
Right. So, I pull into the driveway and I'm getting a little bit of my alone time. And then I like kind of get my bearings, look around, and I'm like, text the boyfriend. I'm like, boyfriend, where are you? And he was like, at home? Where are you?
And you're like, I've caught it.
That's funny. I didn't think about it. Thank you. So I say, where's your car?
No, and you should have said, dude.
Where's your car? I would think you were too young for that reference. And so he comes out about 3 minutes later, like, you're kidding me.
Wait, you are kidding me. 3 minutes later?
Yeah.
How much mom alone time did you have before it shut in that your car was stolen?
Yeah, probably like two.
It was more than three.
Because I had started a text at a red light. And so then I was finishing it in my driveway. Okay. And so then I'm like, boyfriend, where are you? Okay, so he takes a minute.
You don't have to lie. We all know you texted while you drive.
Oh, well, sure. I'm not trying to pretend like I'm not the worst.
Red light, officer.
I'm the worst. Okay, but so.
You texted me multiple times on the way here.
The point is that true? There's a lot of traffic on the way to your house lately. Okay. So he, by the way, I did get in a fender bender this week as well.
I wonder why.
I know. So my insurance cannot hear this episode. Okay. So then.
I don't think they listen.
He comes out.
Greetings.
Hey, remember when someone crazy listened. You mentioned like Church's Chicken or something in there. Remember? Help me out. Chili's. Home Depot.
Chili's? We talked to
someone. This was years ago.
I hope those didn't listen because I haven't gotten for a while.
Years ago, you mentioned a big store and they like responded. I cannot believe you don't know this.
I don't know.
The point is, Seth comes wandering out. He's like finally connected all the dots that, oh, she's wondering why I'm not home because my car is not in the driveway.
I love that you're sitting there texting a lady friend and he's realizing this. That's very funny to me.
Yeah. Well, he's super mad at our dogs. Maybe you've seen my Facebook video.
I don't know if people know that you have a TikTok in the videos on there.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Well, I wasn't going to put it on TikTok because this is not our regularly scheduled content. But Seth is imitating our dogs and how useless they are. And it's like, oh, you know, real criminals come onto our property, rummage through our car, find a well-hidden key, steal the car from our driveway, but the garbage men can't throw away our garbage? Right. Like, they're stealing our stuff? I mean, it's...
This car was 24 feet from the dogs? 26 from your husband?
Yeah. Right? So, yeah, that happened. It did happen. It's not great.
I just can't believe you'd one-up me like that.
Well, but I really feel like my nonchalance is a non-one-uppance. I didn't come in saying, aha, I have a story for you, Taylor Schroll.
Every time you are a different person when you come to record this show and when you come to record your show.
What? When you come to record your show,
mm-hmm. I don't think you realize I'm here.
No, I'm okay.
You're constantly on your phone. You never look up. So that's where this came from. You're looking at your phone.
Oh, sure.
And you are busy doing something else, and you're like, yeah, I'm ready whenever you are, slave. Get the video ready. Also, my car was stolen.
That is the worst.
It's 100% what you do.
Oh, my gosh.
When you come over for this show, you're friendly. We're talking. We're checking in how we're doing. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
You're like a normal human person. But when you're here for your show, I'm just kind of here. You're just here in the room.
So, Taylor, you might know this about me. I happen to value excellence. And so I am a little nervous before interviews.
A little.
I'm also a little shy, which nobody believes me when I say it, but it's true. So, yeah. I'm in work mode. This is in friendly mode. This is in... What's Taylor going to bring up today to either admonish me... Or ridicule.
I just want you to remember that this all started with me being humble. That's where we started.
I'm right.
So,
can I tell the viewers how you came up in our family recently?
Momentarily.
Okay.
I want to add, we don't have to share anymore about that. There are some other details about this car thing that I don't know if you want to share.
I don't. I have no secrets.
Okay. So. This isn't the the first time a car's been stolen from your neighborhood. You live in a nice neighborhood, but there's been a little crime spree going
on. There has been. How
many cars in the last couple months?
I don't know. I know for certain of four. So, but there's possibly more.
Did you know this before the car was stolen?
Correct.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I have to ask. Why'd you leave the key in the car unlocked?
Was it my car that was stolen?
No.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Do you have questions for Seth Sullivan?
No, I have questions for you because you're trying to be a jerk to your husband and I'm not going to allow it. Where were your keys this morning when you drove over here in your van?
Totally true. So, and here's the thing. I can't even say, oh, yeah, well, it was broad daylight because it was daylight before. So, yeah, no, if it's during the day, we will leave the keys in our car. At night, we'll do the things we're supposed to do. You know what it actually is that our gate is broken. We have a gate, mm-hmm. and the gate has been broken for a long time. It's like the motherboard. What's it called? It's like some yep. whatever. Yep. And I was like the mothership. And so that has been broken for a long time. And so it was a perfect storm. If our dogs were outside, it would have never have happened. There is a hustle and bustle of activity around our house at that time. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I do live, next door to an elementary school. The elementary school has...
An elementary school and a secondary school within yes, 8 houses.
They have exterior cameras. Our neighbors' cars were rummaged through, but they don't keep their keys in their cars like idiots. Mm-hmm. So they found keys in their cars and they tried them and they just didn't work. And then they moved on to our house and hit pay dirt.
Any lessons learned from this experience?
We are much more diligent about bringing our keys in, except for today, with little habitual lapse. But and we need new dogs, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
So there's a picture of me like holding this puppy at the gala, you know, and I had just posted it on my stories and all of my friends chime in. Oh, I bet that one would have saved, would have saved your husband's
Y'all
car.
Y'all didn't win that dog, did you?
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay, thank God. I was there for the event, which we have to talk about, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was there for it. And then I didn't see that. I saw the dog being bit off, but BID, not but you know, I have a man yelling for like 20 minutes in my ear. He's right next to me. So I'm like, I didn't pay attention. And then I saw the pictures. I'm like, Allison, you didn't buy that dog for $7,000, did you?
Is that what it went for?
I mean, like it was over five.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those things where it's, the dog's worth $50, but they bit it off.
I do think it was a really good little golden retriever, but still.
But okay. So no lessons learned. Because you said the one lesson you learned is the one that I've already proven that you didn't learn.
Yeah.
We're
tightening up, Taylor. We're tightening up.
The good news here is that you have insurance. This happened, as we are recording this, how many days has it been since this happened? It's Friday right now.
Four, three.
Okay. So what you told me yesterday was that if the car is found.
A week.
Within a week. Mm-hmm. So we have a few days now. By the time this comes out, we'll know. Essentially, we don't want to find your car. Because insurance will cover it and get you a new car if it's within a week. Because in this crime spree, Grand Theft Auto is the least of the crimes being committed with these cars.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And when you get your car back, just as has been reported around the neighborhood, you do not want anything to do with it.
Right.
Afterwards.
So we are hopeful and praying that your car remains stolen and
yes.
not found.
So yes.
that
keep having fun, kids.
So that your husband can get a new car that has an alarm system.
Yeah. Right. Or I feel like there's all kinds of things like with fobs, you know, I feel like things have gotten really fancy with like not having keys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I don't have a key for my car.
I guess that doesn't keep a catalytic converter from being stolen.
It doesn't.
Stolen,
they can steal whatever they want from the outside, yeah. but not from
but
the
But you
inside.
Get to keep it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, literally yesterday you told me this happened, and then yesterday my car started, all the lights went on.
Oh, no.
I think it's not completely fixed from everything being stolen.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
What up, ya?
What a jerk.
I hope you don't find your car. That's my genuine hope for
you.
So
me
that
too,
y'all
thanks.
Can get a new car and have it stolen within a month because you haven't learned the lesson.
Literally. So across the street, there were kids like doing donuts in and our neighbors called the cops on them. Cy said he could hear it. He was like, somebody's doing crazy things with the car out there. Okay, so the neighbors called because they're like, they're being so dangerous. And there's no way that's their car. Like, they are just having fun. They're just trashing a car that they've clearly stolen.
Yours?
And so, no. But this is what's happening, you know? And so they use other people's cars to either commit crimes and or joyride and do donuts in school, empty school parking lots. So the cops did show up and the people took off. And this was just a week ago. So anyway, lots of activity in our little neighborhood.
Y'all live in a nice side of town. I'm proud of the criminals because for years, crime was always high in neighborhoods like my current neighborhood. Mm-hmm. No crime at all here. No crime at all. When I was in college, I lived in, I didn't live in it. My university was in, you ever read Gatsby? He was in we were in the old money part of town.
Oh, wow.
Like where every house was $5 million.
Right, right, right.
New people would come in, demolish the house, and build a 7.5 one.
Right.
Yeah. Buy a $5 million house and explode it. I mean, just crazy amounts of money. No crime there. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was there, I was like, what are the criminals doing?
Yeah.
I should be one. Yeah. I should go rob them. Because why are you robbing the poor people? I think part of it is like, you know, poor people have less things to steal, but they also have less security stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think you've proven that even the nice neighborhoods don't really have security. You told me yesterday that you have cameras on your house that just aren't turned on. Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, we thought that just like seeing the camera would be enough of a deterrent. When you have good lights and good dogs and a fake camera, I mean, what else do you need?
Apparently a switch that turns everything on.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the criminals. They're going to y'all's neighborhood instead of mine. I mean, they've gotten smarter. I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Our neighborhood is an interesting mishmash because it's really all mixed together. The historic districts sometimes are, unless they're like completely gentrified. But it's really why we moved there was to intentionally grow together and have an intentional mishmash that felt good. And so we have had zero incidents for a really long time. Although the first 2 weeks we moved in, there was like an armed robbery in a house diagonal. Anyways, people came and like prayed around our house and anyways, it's been peaceful until...
So prayers wear off after 7 years?
I guess so.
We got to go do it again.
You're good for 8.
7 to 8 years. We got to go re-pray. Okay. Well, that's that. You have a question for me?
I do?
Yeah, you tried to ask it earlier and I shut you up.
Oh, can I... I want to tell people something that our family did over Holy Week. And my kids were like, oh my gosh, this is Taylor Schroll. I sent you one... maybe it was a TikTok, but it's a guy in a parking garage and he's making the most annoying sound. And my kids have sent it to me separately, perhaps, saying, this reminds me of Taylor.
Oh, great.
And yes, he's bellowing into a parking garage. I could try to do it, but it would just annoy everyone. Anyways, so every now and
apparently
then
I can just speak normally. I don't know.
Every now and then someone will come across either a feed or a TV show or whatever, and my kids will be like, that is Taylor. That is Taylor Schroll.
See, the one that you prepped me for was a compliment. And then this one that you sprung on me was, hey,
I was gonna ask I was gonna ask if you like this comparison. So we watched School of Rock with Jack Black. Mm-hmm. And my kids
were like it with him?
Yeah. Oh, would that be a good time?
That would be incredible.
That would be a great time.
He might be the coolest person alive.
I agree. Underrated.
He made, like, fat and not caring what you look like cool.
I love him so much. Gosh. Okay. By the way, that guy totally has a chance with me at the bar. Like, a meathead does not. If you were like this big bodybuilder type, I'm no thank you.
So you're saying the longer you've known me, the better chance I've got.
No, Jack Black is actually funny. No, but okay, so Jack Black and so they're watching Jack Black and they were like, if Taylor Schroll and not Will Ferrell, what's his name? Jim Carrey had a baby. It would be
anatomically possible, but sure.
Taylor Schroll.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fantastic. That is a really, really fantastic comparison.
I don't. I've never gotten any sort of Jim Carrey. I think he's too stickish for me. But I get the Jack Black comparison all the time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It might be the most common comparison that I get, both in how I act and how I sing.
Mm-hmm. I just loved. He was with kids. He's being musical, which and it's like almost good. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, let's put it this way: it's like attainable good. It's like it's good. But he makes you think you could do it too, which is really what the movie's about. Right, like, right. Hey, we can do this. Right. And then he's like super tender with the kids. And I developed a little crush on Jack Black. And so anyways, it was a good time. And his social media, I don't know what he's doing anymore. I haven't seen him for a while, but his social media was really fun for a while. I want to go back and watch all his stuff.
He's hilarious. The School of Rock thing it's always been one of my favorite movies because yeah, like,
it's great.
It's Jack Black being loud and ridiculous and working with kids. And it's like, that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years, right? The thing that I like about his voice and that I've actually like done some emulation of him over the years is he is good, but he can also do some specific things vocally that maybe other people, like you'd never hear Michael Bublé make that sound.
Okay.
Michael Bublé's a better singer.
Right,
but like
right.
You'd never hear Michael Bublé make that kind of sound.
What is it, a shriek?
Like, and just like how he says words and how he delivers
yes.
them.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like something.
His eyebrows, he's got this really mobile eyebrows.
And he just, like, he's just so free in being him, which has been like a big part of who I am is because of Jack Black and Will Ferrell and people like that. That it's just like, I'm just going to do this. And it's not really like anybody else, but I hope you like it. So that's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't get my allowance today. Now I'm really ticked off. Step off. Like who does
Step
that?
Oh, it's so great. I went to high school with a guy like Jack Black and he's just beloved. Yeah. Are there other people that people say you look like that are famous?
A lot of times it's Major League Baseball catchers. Because they're fat and bald
and have a beard.
Red beard. I know mine's turning gray now, but the Astros catcher a few years ago, McCann. There was also another one. I can't think of his name, but I once got right after the Astros won the World Series in 2017, I went to an oil change here. We live an hour and 15 minutes from the stadium, hour 30 minutes from the stadium. So I don't know why the Astros catcher from the World Series team would be getting an oil change here in Bryan, Texas.
Right.
But I got it for free.
Wow.
Because they thought I was him. I got a free
Get
oil change.
Get out of here.
Because of my appearance looking like a...
That's awesome. Catcher. I would ride that. Okay. So I something happened similar in LA for me. And I took advantage of the perk. They thought that I was now. Listen, don't be mean and then Google her and then be like, she's way prettier. Duh. Okay.
Beyonce.
Duh. Okay. But her name is Carla Sousa and she's beautiful. She is Latin American. She is Latina.
Mexican actress.
Mexican. Okay. What do you think?
I could see it.
You can see it.
I don't think I'd make the comparison, but I could see why somebody else would.
Well, when we showed up.
You wish. She's 38.
She is. She's stunning too. But it's really just kind of dark hair and lighter eyes and then maybe some.
If you got some sun.
Some bones or something. it is weird. She's Mexican. So.
Yeah, super weird, Allison.
Well, it just means she doesn't look Mexican. So, because I thought maybe she was Spanish. Anyways, point is, we're in LA and I got a really great table. Bottom line, I got a really great table because they thought that we were the same.
Well, we just finished wrapping up your latest season of Sinner, Saint, Sister.
We did.
It is completed. It is all there.
Done.
You can listen to it on Sinner, Saint, Sister on podcast, wherever you listen, or on the Forte Catholic YouTube channel. It's completed, and for whatever reason, you and I have been together for 9 years now, and
crazy.
Neither of us ever made a comparison to who you look like now, and it's been a theme of this latest Sinner, Saint, Sister season,
it
and
has.
We've kept it to ourselves until
it
this
has.
Moment.
Yeah.
Just how this works is like there's a computer to my left that shows us right now. We're both staring
we're looking at the computer.
It.
I check myself every now and then. You get mad at me when I do, I but sure you do. Know you gotta.
I sit here for a reason so I can check, make sure everything's recording.
You I
sit
know.
There.
The like... thing is you gripe at me when I look over there and I'm looking at you talking to you and you are looking there so often.
Yeah, I'm working. Making sure that we're still recording and that we're
not
sitting
here. Well, I'm primping. You're working, I'm primping.
We're not, that, because we have done it before where we recorded and then 30 minutes later we're like, oh, none of that was recorded. That was just a conversation between friends with friends in front of us. There's also a camera right there. And then right behind that camera is the TV where we can see, when we do interviews, you can see yourself and you can see the guest, right?
Correct.
Well, whenever we're prepping, there's no guest there, so it's just a big
image of you. So it's just me on TV.
And how we have lights
in here. Is that 72-inch? I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's lights pointing at us, so like it's brighter. But also, one thing that you tend to not understand is that...
Me or the you, dear listener?
You. No, not dear listener, and not even dear you, just you. So just you. That screen that we're looking at there and that screen that we're looking at on TV mm-hmm. has just different color shading than the actual recording.
True.
So when we record it and publish it, it looks more full color. These look a little bit more washed out. So that's all the context for if you, currently looking like you right now, but a little washed out, I would like for you to reveal who we both think you look like during most of our recordings.
Well, listen, can you imagine if you would have been the one to say it?
Oh, we wouldn't be friends.
I think I would have stormed out.
We wouldn't have been like, we wouldn't have been friends for 3 weeks. You wouldn't have texted me for 3 weeks.
Okay, so I'm sitting here. I just have a confession for dear listener, dear viewer.
Sure.
Okay, so by the end of a season, I am kind of spent, okay?
And kind of.
And I will keep the details, you know, private, but I had a really bad morning before a guest, and it was someone that I didn't know. So a lot of times if I have someone on the show, it's we have some sort of a relationship, and then like some chemistry will kind of take over, even if I'm not as prepared as I would like to be, even if it's a topic that is not in my wheelhouse, like I'm learning something new. And personality chemistry is harder on video than it would be in person. And so every now and then there's kind of this perfect storm of, I really have to be at the top of my game for this to be a good interview. Okay. This was one of those situations. I didn't know the person, the topic, I, you know, wasn't whatever. The time that I would have spent preparing, a perfect storm happened in my home and I was not as prepared or prayed up as I would have liked to have been. So I get here.
You typically pray the morning before your interview?
I do.
Okay.
So I get here and I'm flustered and I can already tell, which is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Perhaps, but I can already tell like this just isn't going to go well. And I look at myself in the mood that I'm in and I say, great. I look like Michael Jackson. I look like Michael Jackson.
You kind of do today.
I look like Michael Jackson. And then you look up at what I'm looking at and you go, oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah. Yeah, man, I can't believe I haven't seen that sooner.
Yeah.
Man, you are so right. It is a Michael Jackson day today, girl. It's
the hair but and then, the long white face.
And then today, it's a little like angular, like my nose can look little sometimes, mm-hmm. which sometimes I kind of do with contouring. I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay, but so I walk in today, a little bit of a similar mood, okay? But I'm sitting here. You cheer me up when we get going. But okay, but I'm sitting here and I'm like thinking about, I have this thought of like, there he is again.
There he is again.
He's and back. Then to make my own little self-talk, my own little pep talk, you're not going to give me any pep talks. So my own little pep talk, I go, no, I don't look like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson looks like me because Michael Jackson doesn't even look like Michael Jackson.
Right. So what you're saying is old Michael looked into the future and he's like, there's a woman in Brian that I kind of want to look like. And because he didn't look like that when he was younger. And he was like, hey, I want to look like this Allison Sullivan woman.
Yeah.
And he did it. Congratulations to all.
Rest in peace, Michael. Yeah. So every now and then you just get a little glimpse. The lighting's got to be just right. I don't know. You want to know who I am? Okay. So I have a very long list of people that I get told that I look like. It happens all the time. And I couldn't even, like, Kristen Stewart.
No.
Parker Posey, you wouldn't know her. She's not all that famous. Mary Louise Parker, lots of Mary Louise Parker. Carla Sousa. Oh my gosh, y'all, there's so many. I'm trying to think.
She looks like she's on drugs.
Every now and then.
Is she married to Bruce Willis?
Oh, and don't tell me these people are prettier. I already know that.
No,
but
she is not.
What's the one?
That other Mexican woman is, but that might be because that's my
what's
type.
What's the Monica Lewinsky? I get Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Now, here's the thing, is that I think she's pretty. So I don't mind
so
that one.
The most powerful man in the world. So y'all don't have too much dissimilar.
Yeah. So, but you know, you get the ones that you like, and then you kind of see in the camera the ones that you might not like that much. Don't like that one that much.
You know what's real sad? Is a show that you have now watched because of me.
Soleil Moon Frye, Punky
okay,
Brewster.
You're done.
Punky Brewster.
You've talked too much. The whole next segment is going to be
Jennifer Connelly.
You're talking way too much.
Jennifer Connelly.
I used to look exactly like Michael D. Hall, Michael C. Hall, Michael C. Hall, who played Dexter. That's exactly what I looked like when I was in high school, early college. And then my hair fell out, and now I look like fat. Round.
So you had like a low, he kind of has a low hairline. Did you have like, is that what it was?
I did, yeah.
Similar so did Seth, type. By the way. I wonder if there's like some correlation there. You have a really low hairline. You go bald.
All right. Well, this segment started well, and then you took over, and it petered out. I wonder if there's
whatever.
Some correlation or causation.
Admit
there.
It. They would much rather listen to me than you.
That is very true. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Maybe you'll not come back because I already told you I'm going to talk more. Don't go anywhere.
I can smile and nod.
We could use your help. Our little small two-person ministry here that we call Forte Catholic could use your financial assistance. As a 501c3 nonprofit, all of your donations this year will be helpful around this time next year when you're filling out your taxes. We send out, you know, one of those tax receipts for all of your tax write-off purposes, but also the Lord will be happy because you're supporting some Catholic media, Catholic evangelization. So our three-prong approach to evangelization through producing our own Catholic media, like this podcast and our YouTube channel, also helping other Catholic creators create and perfect their own art as well, to deliver their content to as many people as possible, and also traveling, speaking, leading worship for retreats and conferences and parish events and that sort of thing. So that is our ministry. If that is something that you would like to support, you can do that at fortecatholic.com/donate. It's real simple, easy to give through our PayPal that's set up right there. You don't have to have an account or anything. You just set up with your credit card, debit card, bank account, whatever works for you. We could use some one-time gifts at this time. This time of year is always a little tight, so we could use your help there. Also, if you want to support this ministry in longevity for the long run, our monthly donors really are the base of the reason that we're able to do all the stuff that we do. All of that can be found at fortecatholic.com/donate. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome back to Forte Catholic. I'm Taylor Stroll, and that is Michael Jackson. So we never really know what's going to happen in the recording with us.
No.
I thought today was going to be a short episode because we really only had two things to talk about. And then
I know, right?
You added some flair. Yeah. You did the little sprinkling of the salt and pepper into stuff like
that. No, I'll take Janet. Janet's gorgeous.
So, wait, Jackson?
Yeah. You don't think she's pretty?
So
what?
This week, in my life,
she's old now. Okay, go ahead.
This week in my life, yes. Went very well.
Yeah. Good story.
Some demons were exorcised.
Whoa!
This week, through exercise, actually.
Oh.
Some demons were exorcised through exercise. So a year ago, this week, we had our district track meet, which ended in disaster.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, I forgot.
So we were all back.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, this was where our 4x1 team that was supposed to win state got fifth place. They told us we got disqualified. So at this point last year, I was distraught because, like, we had just lost our chance to win the state championship at the district meet because if our 4x1 didn't get through. You know, the good news is 2 weeks happened. We got reinstated. Everything got figured out. That team went on to
win state in the 4x1, and therefore we won state as a team, right? But that all happened here, same place, same week, same everything. And so all week it was tough on like how do we approach this? Because every year I do the all throughout the regular season, we're trying to perfect our handoffs for all of our relays.
Sure.
And then when it gets to this point in the season, we always have a meeting of worst case scenarios. What happens in this scenario? What happens? We have worked well where it should all go well.
Yeah.
But just in case, worst case scenario, this is what we have to do. Because yes, most of our sprint relay teams do very well. That's one of our strengths as a program. And so when we get to like district meet, it's like, guys, we should win by 2 seconds. We don't have to win today. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is qualify. Top four qualifiers go on to the next week. It'd be nice to win today. We don't have to win until 3 weeks from now. Right? So essentially it's like, yes, we want to win, but just in case something happens, we can drop the baton and get third or fourth and be fine.
Yes.
We can have a bad handoff. We can completely stop in exchange zones, all things that have happened at district and regional meets, and still qualify.
Yes.
Because the team's talented enough that they can most of the time still qualify.
And then pressure's off.
Right.
And they can
perform. It was weird because it's all the same team that last year had the worst case scenario happen. Mm-hmm. And it ended in disaster on that day. We know the rest of the story, right? It's kind of like pretending on Good Friday. It's like, oh, the worst thing happened. And you're like, I know, but I'm also aware of what happened after, right? So we all just kind of play pretend. But it was some tough conversations were had. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been more nervous for anything in the last 11 months than that 4x1.
Yeah.
And we won by 3 seconds. It was great.
Oh my gosh.
Everything was fine.
3 whole seconds. Wow.
So
and a 4x1. That's incredible.
We exercised some demons through boys and girls running. It was great. So our boys, everybody knows that the girls last year were state champions. They're the reigning state champions right now. The boys have been really good on top. Like our stars have been good the last few years. We just don't have the depth that we used to on the boys' side. So we haven't been able to compete in total team points, but like we also had district champs and state champs in multiple events, right? And individual events, relays, that sort of thing. They got really close. They were the district runner up. They got really close to winning. And then our girls won district by a margin of 162 points, which is crazy.
That is wild.
The maximum amount
question. Do some teams only get 162 points? Like, I don't know how many.
No other team scored 162 points. We could have stopped after 7 events and won.
Oh, my gosh.
We could have not participated.
It's like not even fair.
So the largest margin of victory in school history before this was 160. That was the girls in 2019. The largest margin of victory that I ever coached was 125. That was the boys the year before. Mm-hmm. So my largest margin of victory just went berserk. Mm-hmm.
You weren't doing this in 2019?
I wasn't with the girls.
Uh-huh.
I was only with the boys until COVID and then took over the rest of them, or everybody. So incredible. Just an incredible day. Like everything went well. So demons exercise.
So fun. I love it.
We were very, very, very thrilled by that. So not only did we win, but because of the boys and the girls performing well. So you've seen my spreadsheets. We've talked about my spreadsheets before.
I'm obsessed with your spreadsheets.
So I am too. I spend hours on them a week. But typically, so the maximum amount you can put in every event is 3 people, except for the relays, which obviously has 4 because it's 4 people going around, right? But like discus can have 3, shot put can have 3. So every week we try to fill it up. Like we try to have every event filled. Now, especially by district time, maybe there's a few events that only have 2. You know, but we try to fill everything for the maximum, you know, chance of scoring points and doing well and qualifying, all that stuff. Yeah. So it was pretty full for district. We had a few events that weren't. But for our next meet, which is 2 weeks from now, we have boys and girls qualified in 49 entries into the events. Ridiculous. We're taking almost the entire team. I think only like 3 or 4 kids didn't qualify in something that participated this week. So it's funny because we're successful and it's costing the school quite a bit of money because we travel to the regional event.
Yeah.
So extra hotels and we pay per entry.
So
yeah,
this is the most I've ever spent.
Where are you going? Season. Where is it?
Seguin, which is Seguin. Like close to San Antonio for those of you outside
which
of
weekend?
Texas. Not this weekend, two weekends from now.
Okay.
Yeah. So really, really successful day. We had like very few disappointments. Like there was one kid that was hurt, that got hurt. Like he was hurt 2 weeks before district. We completely shut him down. The doctors released him but to test it. Mm-hmm. He was able to get through in pole vault, but he wasn't able to run mm-hmm. at all, which, you know, sucks because he would have qualified in both events. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody else, there was one kid, just a superstar, would have won everything that he did, still won some events. He was hurt. Mm. It was very fun to watch one of my kids jog and get first or second in everything that he did.
Oh, wow.
Like, there were multiple, like... I know these kids very well. They're always like, how do you know I'm hurt? I'm like, because I stare at you
right for 3 months. I know your gait.
Three or four. So like.
It's interesting because you don't know your own gait.
Yeah.
You don't watch your own self walk.
They don't know. They don't know that I know.
Right.
But I'm like, but it was really funny like watching him.
I should say stride.
Watching his face. I could literally see trying. Not trying. Trying.
Yeah.
Not trying. Which is usually a problem.
Yeah.
Like they don't know that I can see effort.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
But like. It's just like he's getting first or second at jogging, which is wild.
And not exerting anything. Yeah. Well, good. So he's got reserves for a couple weeks. That's great.
We get a 2 week break, which we haven't had in years. Mm-hmm. It used to just be district. Most years it is district, region, state. But because of how spring break and Easter fell this year, we're going back to 5-6 years ago where we have a 2 week break, which is great because they can recover and we can have some hard workouts, which like we haven't really had hard workouts most of the season. Because we've had meets in the middle of the week.
Right.
We're not going to do a hard workout on Monday. Sure. And we have a meet Wednesday, that sort of thing. So I'm excited. They're not excited because they know what's coming.
We have a
practice once a year that unlocks the most improvement of any workout we could possibly do.
Why?
And it kills them. And they know it's coming.
It's like endurance or strength?
Both.
Do they barf?
Some of them do. It's the hardest workout I ever did. And
you're just keeping it going.
We just keep it going.
You're keeping that alive. Yeah. I thought that you were going to say that you exercised your exercise demons with a diamond push-up.
Oh, no. I did do that, though. So with these kids.
I mean, I kind of want to say prove it.
I did. Right there. So these kids. It's funny. We actually even had, like, some of them know. It's one of those things that every 4 years I have a completely new group of people. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I don't know, just like with the show, I don't know what stories I've told and which ones I haven't.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But like, I feel like I'm better at it on the show than I am with track. Cause track, it's like, it's way more niche than this. It's mm-hmm. the same kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this has happened to me. This is how I dealt with this when I dealt with whatever you're dealing with.
Does this set of kids know this story?
Right.
Does this set of kids know how awesome I was?
So that's what's funny is I kind of assume that I've bragged about myself enough.
Of course.
But apparently I've gotten humble over the years because one of my juniors who's been with me for everything didn't know that I ran track in college.
Oh, wow.
Did not know. So that happened last week. And then this week.
Or they've just been tuning you out for 3 years. Maybe it's possible.
I don't think so with this one. maybe some of the other ones. But. She was just like, oh my goodness. Cause like I look different than I did whenever I was a college sprinter, right? I understand that. I've accepted this. I don't like it, but I've accepted it, right? So a lot of like running stuff, it's like, you know, I can't do it now. But there actually is something to like, I've done everything y'all are doing.
And oh, honestly,
even the hard workout, what we call the hard workout here,
is
half of what
I did. Is nothing. Right. Yeah. I would like a printout of your times because I am always, like, the kids are always curious. I'm always trying to.
Whatever your kids do, subtract 10 seconds.
So, because Seth was really, I don't know what his best race was. He was probably more like an 800 runner. But anyways, I would like a printout of people's times because I was not an athlete.
I'll give you a printout of my times then and my times now, except for the fact that one of the races that I was the best at, I can't currently finish.
Which is the 400.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The last time I tried to run it for real, I ran a 300 and threw up.
Really? Yeah. Did you do it for your kids?
Yeah,
to entertain your kids?
It was not to entertain. I was getting angry at one of the girls.
No.
Who could run. She was, this was 7-8 years ago. This was, when I was a young coach, I could run with them. Now I can't. Mm-hmm. But then she was a 60-second flat
400 runner, which is incredible for a girl. Yes. Like either the top or second top time yes. in the state. Just really, really good. She ran that as a sophomore, wasn't getting close to it her junior year and wasn't getting close to her senior year.
Right.
So her senior year, I ran it with her at practice because I knew how, like, I knew how to pace myself pretty well. Yeah. So
what's your 400 time? Best 400?
Mine
time?
Was 49. PR. She's trying to run 60, which I couldn't run 49 anymore at 25 years old.
No.
But I thought I could run 60. So 60 seconds is 15, 15, 15, 15 for every 100. So a curve is 15 seconds, a straightaway is 15 seconds, the next curve is 15 seconds, and the last straightaway is 15 seconds. So I'm not sprinting, but I'm like, you know, striding, fast jogging, right? I hit exactly 15 seconds. I hit exactly 15 seconds. I hit exactly 15 seconds. And then I hit a wall. Threw up. She kept going. I'll give you one guess as to what she ran.
60 seconds.
She finished. She got to beat me. She paced it. It's the fastest time she ran ever. And that season, she never got close that season. I'm like, I was trying to prove to her that you can
that
do this if you pace it correctly.
Fantastic. I can't believe I haven't heard that story before.
Oh, yeah. So now if I ran it, I couldn't, one, I couldn't run it 115 seconds anymore. And I don't think I could finish 120 at this point. So
at Millie's, not last meet, but maybe the meet before, actually it was at the practice meet. And so there was just this really like jovial energy about it. Like she ran hurdles for the first time and kind of laughed her way through them. Right. She actually did pretty well. But anyways, the coaches, everyone had left and we were just the last to leave, and St. Joe's, we were the last to leave, and the coaches ran a 400. They raced each other and ran a 400. It was fantastic.
That's fun.
Pritchard and a young guy that I don't know very well, but that was a good time.
That's
the
funny.
Kids were all about it.
There has been a coaches 4x1 in the past. Like where every coach runs 100. They stopped doing that, I think, because there hasn't been a huge influx of young coaches. Like most of the people I'm coaching against are the same people I was coaching against 9 years ago.
Anyone can run a 100.
No. So what's funny is I have one of my former state champions on my coaching staff. Me, who ran in college, another guy, the other two guys were mid distance and a distance runner, but were very good at their stuff. So like, we have the potential to be the greatest coaches 4x1 of all time, but one of us can currently finish a 100.
That is so great. That's so fun.
So, yeah. Anyway, girls are district champs. So 2 weeks from now, we keep going. The boys have very good chance to do well as individuals, but also this might be one of the highest team totals the boys have gotten in a very long time. And the girls were currently not the favorite to repeat, but we have a chance.
So, not the favorite?
No.
Really?
No. There's another school there's these top three schools go back and forth.
Yeah.
We're currently not the favorite, but so we've got some business to take care of over the next couple of weeks.
I love it.
And we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm competitive as all get out, so I am invested. I'm interested. I'm cheering. I'd love to be there, but I have very athletic kids also that are living their best life, and I'm their ride. So
State and Waco is probably the best chance.
Yeah.
That's, an hour, 15 minutes from us. And they'd probably enjoy it. So, all right. Well, when we come back, we're going to play a silly TikTok game. The last time we tried to play a silly TikTok game, it was with Father Anthony, and it was a huge flop.
Oh,
and
good.
Usually he's who I test games out with, but you're the TikTok person. So we're going to test if it was Anthony or if it's me.
Fantastic.
Don't go anywhere. Right. We'll be right back. If you're enjoying Allison on this great podcast and don't like me as much, well, guess what? She has an entire podcast all to herself that I'm not on called Sinner Saint Sister. She just wrapped up her season this week. You can find it all wherever you listen to podcasts, Sinner Saint Sister. Also, it is posted on our Forte Catholic YouTube channel. So youtube.com/Forte Catholic, just type it in, you'll find it. You can find the entire season there for your listening pleasure. She's incredible at hosting. She does a lot of guest interviews that are a lot of fun. I've enjoyed listening to them, hosting them here at my house, here in the studio, and editing them. Hope that you enjoy them. Sinner Saint Sister on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Forte Catholic. I'm Taylor Stroll, and that is Antsy Pantsy, because she's so antsy to jump into these segments that she keeps interrupting me. You have an interesting aura today. Much better mood than yesterday when you completely ignored my existence. So we're going to play a new game, and I don't know what it's called on social media. It's a popular trend. We are going to call it the Unity Game or the Friendship Game.
Friendship.
Okay.
Unified in friendship.
We are going to find out how unified we are in friendship. Exactly. So this has become a trend. It's really fun with a bunch of like, you know, secular podcasts that are popular. So we're trying to ride that trend.
Sure.
What we're doing. So what you and I are going to do is we're going to say one, two, three, and then a word on what would be four. So we'd say one, two, three, pineapple. Mm-hmm. And you'd say a word. And then we'd both pause. We'd think about how are these two words correlated? And our goal is to try to prove how close we are as friends by getting to a, where we say the same word together at the same time as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So we'll go one, two, three, word. And then we'll look at each other, think, okay, what's the word that is correlated with those two? And see how quickly we can come to an agreement.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. You can play along if you like and see if you get closer than we did. All right. We're going to play, first of all, we aren't going to pigeonhole ourselves at the beginning. We're just going to like do some warm-ups, right?
Okay.
We're going to do any word
possible. I was going to say, I don't have a theme.
Okay. Any word possible. We will later narrow it down to faith words.
Okay.
But let's just test how we're doing.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, PlayStation.
Cotton ball.
PlayStation and cotton ball. Okay. Three, two, one. Controller.
T-shirt.
Okay. Three, two, one. Boxers.
Tank top.
What'd you say?
Tank top.
Tank top? Mm-hmm. And I said boxers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Three, two, one. Shorts.
Underwear.
Three, two, one. Shirt.
Garments.
Three, two, one. Socks.
Naked.
Three, two, one. Fun. Okay, naked and socks.
When we got to tank top and boxers, I was like, we did it.
Naked and socks. Three, two, one. Feet.
Ah.
No.
Oh, no.
Feet and
no,
ah.
That was not obvious. See, I could tell you wanted me to say a certain thing, and that's not.
That is the goal of the game. For
well, I know, but thing. I when you think it can't, that... shuts me down. All right. Let's go again. Let's go again. That was no good.
I don't know how we go with, that was your answer.
Are we still, have to keep going until we get to the very same thing. OMG. That we can't just mark that a fail.
No,
we can't just go.
No. Feet and
okay.
ah.
Okay. Okay. Feet and Okay. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Kick.
Toes. Toes and kick. Three, two, one.
Karate.
Stub. Karate and stub. We're getting further. Three, two, one, chop.
Chop.
Hey, we did it.
Get out of here.
That was terrible, and we just high-fived ourselves. That's like the Catholic Church
okay, we'll
saying,
get better.
Hey,
we'll
we're
get
doing
better.
A good
come
job.
On, come on,
okay.
come on, come on.
Completely new one. Any word still?
Okay.
Think of any word, Allison. This isn't the hard part. Three, two, one,
dog
iPad.
Collar.
What'd you say, dog collar?
Uh-huh.
Dog collar and iPad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Three, two, one,
charger.
App and charger. Three, two, one,
USB.
Phone. Phone and USB. Okay. Oh, I don't think you know the word that I'm...
I know, right? I've gotten myself into...
Phone and USB. Okay. I've got a word that you would know. Three, two, one,
plug. Outlet.
Plug and outlet. Very close. Ooh, but where are we going to go from here? Plug and outlet. Three, two, one, electricity.
Insert.
Electricity and insert. We can't say a word we've already said, though. Electricity. Wait, what did we say?
Electricity and insert.
We already said plug, though.
Three,
two, one,
shock.
Wall. Wall and shock. There's an inside joke here that would definitely work.
Oh, see? This is, you can't do that.
What is it? Wall and shock?
Yeah.
Wall and shock.
I don't think we're supposed to be thinking.
Three, two, one, camera.
Drywall.
Camera, because you don't like that I shock myself every time I plug my camera.
I know, I hate it.
Drywall and
I was
going to
say
camera.
See, now we did this, and then we did this, and now we're doing this again. It's no bueno.
All right.
It's a beautiful woman, but it's not. Where are we at? Camera and drywall?
Camera and drywall.
All right. Okay.
Three, two, one,
TV.
Background. We went different directions. I went to the background. You went to the TV. Okay. Three, two, one.
Film.
Recording.
Oh, that's what I meant, actually. Film and recording.
Okay, we'll take that. Film and recording. Yeah. Okay, we'll take that because it meant the same
thing.
That's
like a dinky high five,
okay.
All right.
You want to do one more everything or go to faith now?
We can go to faith.
Okay, let's go to faith. Okay. Any word having to do with faith.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1, Protestant.
Kneel.
They don't do that. Protestant. Okay. 3, 2, 1, pew. You have to say a word,
I
Allison.
Know. Nothing came. Okay. Hold on. We're at Protestant and kneel.
Protestant and kneel, but we can't say pew.
I know. Well, you know what I was going to say was no way.
Pew and no way. Okay. Just say any word.
No.
Okay. Pew and no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
pregnant.
Preacher. We don't have those. They have those. Pregnant preachers.
I couldn't kneel when I was pregnant. So kneel, no, pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I can't kneel because my belly's like I'm pregnant.
Okay, so we've got a pregnant preacher.
Pregnant preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's a correct answer here. 3, 2, 1, woman. Woman and juju.
Okay, go.
Will you say a word,
Mary,
please?
Mary.
Okay, Mary. Woman and Mary. 3, 2, 1,
mother.
Thank you. You're good at this when you say words on four.
I'm sorry. Okay, go. I need another one.
Okay. We got to get one of these in three. That's the goal. We got to get one of these in three.
That's ambitious.
We could have done it on all three that we've done. We've just gotten so close.
I know.
Six. We think we've done all of them. Oh, no. There was one we didn't do. Okay. Any faith word? Goal is to get it within three. Three. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Garden.
Crucifix and garden. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Calvary.
Stations of the cross. Very good. We had a garden at my church. That was the Stations of the Cross. You said Calvary.
You said Stations of the Cross.
Stations of the Cross.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two options here.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Crucifixion.
Passion.
Crucifixion and passion. There's one thing those have
Would
in common.
Would you stop?
3, 2, 1. Jesus.
Dead.
Okay. Jesus and dead. There's one word. 3, 2, 1.
Resurrection.
Happy Easter. We didn't get it in three like Jesus did.
Yeah.
he did the resurrection.
No, just let him do that.
It was a funny connection. Okay. We are going. This might be a 3-hour long episode. We're doing one of these until we get it in top three.
Oh my gosh. That's such a perfect place to end with resurrection. Okay. Nope, okay. Okay. Nope. Okay.
We have to get it in top.
Right,
we have to be like Jesus.
I like it.
We've talked about him, but we have to be like him. That's
okay,
the goal
okay,
of
okay,
Catholic
okay,
podcasters.
Okay.
Okay. We have to do one in three. Mm-hmm. So we're either done in 30 seconds or we're done in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we have to save the audience from doing this forever. All right. 3, 2, 1. Confession.
Mercy.
Confession and mercy. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3.
Forgiveness.
Reconciliation. You're not going to say the word I'm about to say, but it's correct. 3, 2, 1.
Absolution.
Oh, you suck at this. I want to take that high five back. Give it back. No. Give it back to me. Yeah, exactly. Okay. One more.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, candle.
I do boop.
I don't understand how you're this bad at this.
Okay.
Candle and I do boo boo. Oh, wait. Candle and I do boo boo. Think about it. There is one answer for this. Candle and I do boo boo. 3, 2, 1,
holy
wedding.
Matrimony.
Okay, we'll take that. That's it, too. We did it. That's our show. I hope that you enjoyed it. I almost did. I think Allison had a good time. I'll be back in a week. She'll be back in a month. See ya. Thank you for watching and listening today. I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure you hit subscribe. Maybe share it with a friend who you think might enjoy this week's episode in particular. Check out our YouTube channel, all the other videos we have here, not just this show, but also talks, teaching series, stuff on pop culture, all sorts of stuff over on the Forte Catholic YouTube channel. Thank you guys for being here, and we'll see you next week. Love you.